Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Consuming fire. Gracious Father, by your own power and strength, you have made us as gold, silver, and precious stone. And when you draw near to us, we are not consumed, but refined, and made to glow and shine forth. You are the God of fire, and the same fire that consumes the wicked refines us. You have drawn near to some in our congregation, and that nearness often looks and feels strange and uncomfortable. But you are refining and making those whom you have granted to go through the fire with you to be glorified, even as you were. Though the heat be seven times hotter, they will not be destroyed, and your presence will be seen with them. See those in our congregation suffering in illness, pain, and weakness, especially those who are older. Remind them that they are not far from you, but closer than they could ever imagine. Open their eyes that they would see you smiling upon them. Enfold them in your arms and draw them to yourself. As you take them through the valley of death, may your rod and staff bring great comfort. And prepare for them there a table in the midst of their enemies. Mark out Alan and Norma, as well as Pastor Jim and the others that are suffering here today. Make them know that their suffering is not you stepping away, but drawing near. Show them that they are being made stronger in spirit than they ever were in their flesh. Not a single pain or feeling of weakness is lost, but all is used for our good and your glory. Nothing is ever forgotten by you, but is preserved in your great book of remembrance. We pray also for our country and our world. Look down on those whom you have put in leadership. Some who bow their knee to you as king, and others who refuse you at every turn. Bring revival to our world and draw near to save. Strengthen those who stand with you. Open the eyes of others that they might turn and acknowledge you as king. And for all those who refuse, bring a swift end to them, just as you did with Moses and those who stood against you in the desert. May your kingdom have no end. Look upon your church and strengthen and bless. Especially watch over Jason and Jessica Biette as they work to strengthen the saints and grow the church in Fairbanks. Bless them richly out of your storehouse, and remember each struggle they have encountered, and write it in your book, that they might receive a great reward for their service to you. Direct us here at Oakwood. Lead us by the hand, that we might move forward with you, following you where you would lead us. And now, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Let us now arise and pray the prayer of Jesus Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right.
Truly, it is good and right that we should, at all times and in all places, give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the Church.
And now, by the Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole Church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Peace of the Lord be always with you as you're seated. Because of coronavirus, we are still not officially greeting one another with peace, but I'm sure we all agree, we're all one family in Christ, and we all wish each other peace. The Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread and gave thanks. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead, but you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, give us this bread. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Until he comes. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide in him, and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.